Is it recording? Yes. My name is Jenny Creek Santana, and I am 52 years old. Today is November 30th, 2016, and I'm speaking with my dad, Richard Creek, and my mother, Jean Creek. We are recording this interview in San Jose, California. Dad, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Dick Creek, is my nickname. I'm 78 years old.
And you're from?
Janesville, always.
Janesville, Wisconsin, always.
Yep.
Mom, introduce yourself.
I am Jean Creek, and I was Jean Rorty before I got married. And I am from Janesville, Wisconsin.
I wanted to do this interview to hear the story of your honeymoon, which I think is such a lovely story to hear about. So my first question is, how did you decide where to go on your honeymoon?
I don't know. We just went to northern Wisconsin, and then we went in, and then we thought, well, we'll go to Toronto. So we went to Toronto.
Canada.
And we stayed there, what, one night, two nights there?
Went to see the Canadian National Exhibition.
Oh, yeah, the exhibition, yeah. It's like a big fair, right, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drove around the lake.
And went to Niagara Falls.
Where
we met another couple.
Well, let's get into the story about that in a little bit. And so you just kept going from there? Did you know you were going to be gone so long?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know how long we were even. I didn't think we thought about how long we were going to be gone. We just were
traveling. Took off. You just took off.
Yeah. And what we had was, I had, when I was working at General Motors, I got saving bonds, $25 saving bonds. And I had a whole pack of them. I don't know, probably 20, 25 of them. And some of them were worth $25, some of them were worth $20, some of them were worth $18, all the way down to $15, what I paid for them. And that's what we went on, is our pack of saving bonds. I mean, we had some money too, but that was most of our money right there. That's what we used.
Wow. How much did we have when we got home?
We had $5 maybe left when we got home.
$5. That's all we had.
Do you know how much it was that you started with?
I would say over $300.
For 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And what year was this honeymoon trip?
1960.
Did you go right after your wedding?
Yes.
So you just took off. You didn't know how long you were going to be gone, mm-hmm. and you just took off and traveled.
The first night we stayed at
Trails End Motel.
Trails End Motel.
In northern Wisconsin?
Northern Wisconsin, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were driving, what kind of car were you driving?
We took my brother's car, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we took my brother's brand new Chevy car. We traded cars with him.
What brother?
What?
Kenny's.
Kenny had a brand new car that he let you use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Disagreement about the car.
Yeah,
all right, so tell me about what you did then. So you took off from Janesville and you went to this Trails End
Motel.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that was in northern Wisconsin,
yeah.
On the way to Toronto.
Right.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I don't know. We just got up and traveled and stopped. We stopped in
To Mass the next morning.
Yeah, and we stopped in Green Bay, didn't we? I went by, right, yeah, we stopped on the edge of Green Bay for lunch or something, and then up into Canada.
Into Canada. And then where did you stay in Toronto?
Gosh, I can't remember.
No idea.
No. But you went to the fair.
Yeah.
Canadian National Exhibition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
It was very nice.
Didn't we camp in the car, Jane?
I don't think so on this trip.
Not that trip?
No.
Okay.
And then, so, after you went to the fair, does anything stand out about the fair?
No, it was like any other fair, I would think. It was huge.
Okay, and then from Toronto you headed where?
To Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Tell me about that, Ben.
Well, we got there and it was very interesting. We watched it in three different places, and then we found a couple that we met. And
took pictures of each other.
Yeah, we took pictures of each other and talked.
Got their name. They were from Connecticut.
They were already been married, and this is their, you know, fifth anniversary, and this is their honeymoon. They never did one on a honeymoon before. And then they, I think we ate with them one night, one evening, or at afternoon. We had lunch with them in the afternoon. I remember that.
And you got your name, their names, and they were from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hera was their name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what did you do after Niagara Falls?
Went to New York City.
So tell us about the trip to New York City.
Well, actually, we went out to Long Island first because my brother Tom lived there. And we went to his place, and he had ordered tickets for us to see West Side Story in New York. And so we went to New York, and I don't think we had a hotel room yet.
No.
And we had, of course, our luggage in the back seat, and we didn't have a hotel room, and we had to change to go to this place. So we found this old abandoned building and went in there with our clothes and changed clothes in this old abandoned building. And when we came back, the window of the car was broken. Somebody had tried to get in, which we were dumb and left our suitcases right there in the back seat and just grabbed our clothes out. And anyway, then we did get a hotel room at the Victoria Hotel. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you do? Did you call the police?
No.
No.
We didn't do anything.
They just put a crack in it. They just tried to, they were hitting it with their fists.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you changed your clothes, then you went to see the play. Did you have dinner first? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember no dinner.
And this is the first time, that either of you had been to New York City?
Yep.
Yep.
What did you think? It was a pretty big place.
Yes.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even want to drive because the roads are really narrow.
That's right.
and people were all over the place. It was... Yeah, we never been in a city like that before.
Well, how did you know where to go?
We just drove around. and Natalie Wood was in West Side Story. I still have the brochure.
Yeah, we've seen it, so we thought we'd go to that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we parked our car. And
that's when we changed our clothes in the abandoned building.
Yeah.
It wasn't abandoned. It was being built.
It was under construction,
yeah. Correct.
And then you drove and parked somewhere close to Broadway?
Yeah, and got a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a hotel room there.
Yes.
What hotel was it?
Victoria Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you saw the play that night or that day time?
That night.
Mm-hmm. That night. And mm-hmm. then did you stay in New York City for long?
Oh, we went to the Yankee game. Mm-hmm. And he was in the restroom, and these people from Connecticut came walking by. And I said, well, hi. And we talked to them for a little bit. And then we went into Yankee Stadium, and our seats were way up high.
Behind home plate,
third base.
Yeah, third base, way up high.
They were sitting down in the box seats. And they came out and got us, and they said, come down here. Nobody else is sitting in our box seats with us. So we went down and sat right on third base.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So do you remember who the Yankees were playing?
The Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 13-1. Red Sox won. And the only run that Yankees got, Mickey Mantle hit a home run. And then Ted Williams hit two home runs.
Wow, nice.
And we were sitting right... He was rounding third base, so was Mickey Mantle. And we were no more than 40 feet from him when they were trotting in home.
Yeah. And I kind of vaguely remember something. Was there a grave out in the outfield?
There was three graves out in the outfield.
And they have removed them since.
Yeah.
But there were graves out.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth,
Lou Gehrig, and Dickie, I think it was, the catcher.
I can't remember who they were except for Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But graves in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you see this after you went to the Yankee game after you had gone to West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just walk up and buy tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun to run into the people that you met in...
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls.
Just as you were waiting for Dad to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was in there and they came walking by. I said, well, hi.
And they're pretty well deserved. Their dad owned that box seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they told us to come on down. It held like maybe 10 or 12 people. And so it was only four of us in there. But it's right on the third base. I mean, third base is right out in front of us.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was really nice.
What else? Did you do anything else in New York City?
We visited Tom on Long Island. Well, that's when he told us that he had got the tickets for us. I don't think anything else there that I can think of.
No.
And then we headed to Washington, D.C.
Then you headed to Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And we stayed about three or four nights with his...
Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray and his wife.
He was in the Navy, and he was on a Navy band.
Yes.
And we stayed with him and his wife. And they had one daughter, I think. But
I don't remember
that. That was right on the edge of Virginia, so it was real close to Washington, D.C. Just a few blocks away.
And did we go to one of his band concerts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played in the Navy band. That's when he was in the Navy. That was his main job.
Yeah, Uncle Ray.
What else?
My mother's oldest brother.
Your mother's oldest brother. And what else did you do in Washington, D.C.?
We did all the things that people do. We went up and looked at wasn't there the big wall? We looked at the wall, remember? And
the Vietnam Wall wasn't there yet. We saw Lincoln.
There's a Korean Wall.
Yeah, the Korean Wall.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, that's the one we looked at.
And then Abraham Lincoln's.
The Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. And we went up the...
Washington.
Whatever is that tower?
The Washington Monument?
Yes, yeah. We went all the way to the top of that.
Did you walk up?
We took an elevator up and we walked down. I walked down. You did not walk down.
I thought we both walked up. Because I remember stopping about halfway. Because he had a little accident.
Well, I had to go pee. So I peed in the corner.
Well, you've already recorded that. So that was on the way up or the way down?
I
think it was on the way up.
Way up, maybe? Yeah.
I walked up, too.
It was a lot of steps.
Yes.
It was back and forth, all the way up.
And then did we go through the White House? Seems like we did.
We didn't go through it, but we went up to it really close.
Oh, I thought we went inside and saw the Oval Office and that.
Did we?
I can't remember. I would have it written down, but I don't have it here.
I don't remember that.
So you used to be able to go right up to the White House, right?
Yeah,
I think now it's behind a big fence.
Right.
But
What
else? Anything else? Do you remember eating out at any restaurants that were memorable in Washington, D.C. or New York City?
No.
We didn't have much money.
Probably the highest bill ever at any restaurant was probably $2.
Everything, oh, really?
Yeah, everything was like $1, $1.50. Our breakfast.
Do you remember how much gas was?
I don't remember that.
I think around 48 cents a gallon. Something like that. It was under 50 cents a gallon.
No, I wish I had my phone book with me.
You drove from New York City to Washington, D.C. Do you remember stopping on the way, or did you just drive right through?
I
can't remember if we drove right through or not. I think we just drove right through, I think.
Yeah.
And then anything else in Washington, D.C.?
Well, with Ray. Did we stay with Ray?
Yes.
Yeah, we stayed with Ray about three or four days, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that? Did you visit anywhere else?
I didn't think after Washington, D.C. We went to Michigan then and stayed with...
You went to Michigan?
And stayed with Sis.
My aunt Sis.
Stayed
my
a couple days with her.
Sister.
On the way home.
Yeah.
On the way home.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember...
And then Nan was there. It was close by. And her husband passed away or something.
In the war.
And she was a nurse. Nan was a nurse. So her and Jean got along pretty good. And my mother, well, that was my mother's youngest sister. My oldest sister and youngest sister.
Hmm. Well, Sis was a nurse, too.
Yeah, no, Sis was a nurse, too, yeah. She was in the service, though. She was in the Army.
Yeah.
And so you likely drove, did you drive straight from Washington, D.C. to Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Straight through?
Probably. I can't remember. I think we probably stayed overnight one night.
Yeah.
And then you spent a night with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a night or two or three.
Yeah, a couple nights, yeah.
Where she lived on a lake, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember which lake?
Gull Lake.
I don't remember.
It was Gull Lake, I think.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you go fishing?
No, we went on a boat ride.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Went on a boat ride.
And then what did you do?
I think we went up northern Michigan and then came down Wisconsin from... went across the big bridge. Remember when we went across the
Mackinac
Bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Which cost us $1 or something like that. It was supposed to be the biggest bridge in the world at that time.
And is that across through to the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah. I think it's like 5 miles long or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And so then you came back down home, back to Janesville, down Wisconsin.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then didn't you have jobs to get back to?
Yeah, I was working at General Motors.
And I don't think I had started my job yet at Mercy Hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then, so tell me about coming home.
It was. I think we stopped up north someplace. I can't remember where. And stayed overnight someplace up north. Northern Wisconsin.
And then where did we live when we got home?
Well, tell me about arriving home. Oh, okay. So did you had how much money left?
$5.
$5.
And then we...
Or 50 cents or
so. Well, we lived in a great big apartment building.
Oh, yes, yes.
Next to the hospital, which is now a parking lot. And when we got the room, the room was $85 a month. But I was... It made me a custodian, so I had to shovel the walks and mow the grass... So we got it for $35 a month.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
85 to 35.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you live in that apartment?
Not real long, because then we moved into that little house across the street from St. Mary's Church, and that was $65 a month.
Yeah.
But it was a really cute little house.
And yeah. Probably about 6 or 8 months we lived in the big house.
Yes.
And then we went, and the little house was right by St. Mary's Church.
Mm-hmm.
Right, almost across
from it. It was right across the street from it.
Little yellow house. This is one little bedroom, one little bathroom, one little living room. And
well, it had a sunken bathtub. I remember that.
Yeah, it did.
So do you remember giving your car back to your brother with the broken window?
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
Oh, nothing. We just had it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice of him to let you borrow
a
car.
I don't remember that at all. Mm-hmm.
That was a 60 Chevrolet, and I had a 59 Chevrolet, and he drove that until we got back.
Wow, so it was a brand new car.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to go in a nice car. Was it a convertible, or?
No, it was a four-door hardtop.
Four-door hardtop.
Mm-hmm. Impala. Impala.
I don't remember that at all.
It had a name to it, Impala something.
Well, so of your whole honeymoon, what was your favorite memory of that, Dad?
Probably the ball game, seeing Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, from really good seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about from the whole honeymoon, what was your favorite memory, Mom?
I think West Side Story.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the first time you saw a play on Broadway.
I do believe. I had seen plays in Chicago. My uncle took us to.
When we were at the play, we seen some famous people, so I can't remember who they were. They were arm in arm. Some of them came in limousines and got out and walked in.
I don't remember.
I remember that, yeah.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I remember the limousine stopping out front and the guy gets out, open the doors up, and these people, and we're trying to think of their names when they're walking in.
So, my memory of growing up, we always traveled. We used to take the car to Florida, to New Mexico, to northern Wisconsin.
To California.
To California.
Canada.
Yeah.
And we went to Alaska once.
You went to Alaska, not with me, but... No. So you always traveled. So before mm-hmm. Dan was born. So you got married in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan was born in 1962.
December 1962.
Did you guys travel between your honeymoon and Dan being born? Do you remember if you...
Probably not.
Probably not. No. Mostly worked.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, I was working 7 days a week at General Motors. And then she started as a nurse. So we were saving money to buy a house.
Yeah. I worked at Mercy Hospital in the internal medicine. And then I moved into pediatrics when there was an opening. And then Dr. Nino talked me into coming to the clinic. He said, you know, why don't you come and be a nurse and at the clinic? He said, because we have treats every Saturday. He loved his treats.
Oh, that convinced Mom.
Yeah, yes. And I said, oh, okay. I mean, so then I went and applied and got a job right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were working at GM already by the time you got married. Mm-hmm. And were you working on the line or you had already...
No, I was in skill trades.
Okay. No. So we have a little
time. Yeah, well...
Not when we got married.
See, 1958, I started at General Motors. No, it wasn't. Because I was 5 years before I got... Yeah. Oh, I went into the service. Yes. After we got home, I had to go into the service.
Yes, you did. You were gone for like 6 months.
Yeah.
He came home in between, but...
Yeah, I had to go to the service.
I stayed at my mom's, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, before... I knew it was a while before we moved into the apartment house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when you came home from your honeymoon, you actually went back to Jean's mom's.
Right.
Yes.
And then mm-hmm. I went into the service. Yeah. It was 6 months.
So that was that the date you had to be home by? Did you know when you were starting service?
Mm. Yeah, I probably did.
I don't know.
I went in with five friends.
Sam Richards.
Jerry Sullivan. Sid Davis. Bob.
The one that lives on Milwaukee Street?
Yeah, Bob. What was his last name? Anyway, it was five of us went in.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to hear about that again because that was a good story. Sounds like good times.
Yeah. Well, I wish I would have known. I have it every day written down.
it was a good time to grow up.
It was.
Her dad was in the hospital. What is that called? Your dad.
In Rockhaven?
Yeah.
He was not in Rockhaven at that time.
Not until we were older.
Older?
Yeah.
Oh, way older. Yeah, my dad was fine in 1960.
Well, he spent a lot of years in that hospital.
About six.
Yeah, and then your mom went in.
Yeah, but that was all.
Yeah.
That all happened later. All right, those are my questions. So that's the story of my mom and dad's crazy honeymoon where they took off in a car and drove through Toronto and Niagara Falls and New York City and Washington, D.C. and Michigan.
If I remember right, it was over 7,000 miles we drove.
Wow. We have it written down.
Yeah, I think it was over 7,000 miles.
Well, a good beginning to a good life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I stopped and got at least one oil change, I remember.
On the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many miles that you needed an oil change.
Yeah, we stopped in New York. We got it in New York because it was a thing up there. 50-minute oil change or something like that, and I pulled in and got an oil change.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
It was...